Ireland blocks crypto from state savings scheme. Covering 2103B, Ireland is designing a new tax advantage savings scheme meant to move household cash out of low-yield bank deposits and into investment products. And crypto is not on the eligible list. Shares, bonds, funds, ETFs, and insurance products all qualify for the accounts. Digital assets do not, according to a report from Decrypt, published on August 31, 2026, citing the exclusion of crypto from the pool of qualifying assets. The scheme targets roughly 203 billion euros sitting in Irish household deposits, money that earns little in traditional savings accounts. The policy goal is to nudge retail savers toward higher return, longer horizon investments. By writing the eligibility list to include listed securities and funds but leave out crypto, Irish policymakers have drawn a clear line about which asset classes they want ordinary savers exposed to inside a state-blessed wrapper. The exclusion is a signal, not a ban. Nothing here stops an Irish resident from buying Bitcoin or holding a stablecoin. Crypto remains legal to own and trade. The line being drawn is narrower and, in some ways, more telling. Crypto is being kept out of the tax advantage container that carries an implicit government endorsement. Tax wrappers matter because they shape default behavior. When a product sits inside a scheme that defers or reduces tax, it gets recommended by advisors, packaged by banks, and treated as the sensible option. Assets left outside that wrapper carry a higher effective tax drag and an unspoken caution label. Ireland putting ETFs and funds inside the tent while leaving digital assets outside tells retail savers where the state thinks prudent money belongs. That framing lands during a stretch when other institutions are moving the opposite way. The European Central Bank's Isabel Schnabel has argued for central bank money to move on-chain, and tokenized equities and deposits are being tested across the block. Ireland's savings scheme decision shows that crypto and tokenization are being sorted into different buckets by regulators. The plumbing is welcome, the volatile assets are not. Consumer protection logic behind the line. Ireland has been cautious on retail crypto for years, and the state's asset recovery arm has spent 2026 moving large seized Bitcoin holdings, including a set of transfers detailed in coverage of the country's Criminal Assets Bureau, moving another 500 BTC. The regulatory posture treats crypto primarily through a fraud, volatility, and consumer harm lens rather than a savings and yield one. A tax advantage scheme aimed at first-time and cautious investors is exactly where that lens bites hardest. Regulators generally do not want a novice saver's tax-sheltered account to hold an asset that can lose half its value in a quarter. The UK is wrestling with the same question as it hands the Bank of England a stablecoin mandate while keeping tight limits on retail crypto promotion. The pattern across both markets: embrace regulated digital infrastructure, ring-fence direct retail crypto exposure. Market backdrop stays calm. The decision landed on a quiet market day. As of August 31, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $78,620, up 0.6% over 24 hours, with Ether around 2455 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 75, or greed. A single country savings scheme rule is not a price catalyst, and nothing in the tape suggests traders treated it as one. The significance is structural rather than immediate. It adds one more jurisdiction where crypto is fenced off from mainstream, state-endorsed savings products. For crypto holders in Ireland, the practical takeaway is unchanged. Direct ownership, self-custody, and spending remain available through the usual channels, and a crypto card is still one of the few ways to actually use those holdings for day-to-day purchases without routing back through a bank. What the scheme changes is the tax efficiency gap. Gains made inside the qualifying wrapper get favorable treatment that crypto gains do not, which raises the after-tax hurdle for holding digital assets as a long-term savings vehicle in the country. The broader sorting of assets, the Irish move fits a wider 2026 trend, where governments separate the technology of tokenization from the asset class of crypto. Tokenized deposits, on-chain settlement, and stablecoin payment rails are being pulled into the regulated core. Volatile bearer-style crypto assets are being kept at arm's length from products that carry a state stamp. The 203 billion euros in Irish deposits is the prize the scheme is chasing, and the eligibility list is the mechanism that decides which asset managers get to compete for it. Crypto's absence from that list is a reminder that legality and legitimacy are not the same thing. An asset can be perfectly legal to own and still be shut out of the accounts where most citizens are steered to build wealth. Until custody standards, volatility, and consumer protection concerns are resolved to a regulator's satisfaction, expect more tax advantage wrappers to be written the way Ireland just wrote this one.